Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Kyle Vesperman from Vesperman Farms in Lancaster. This is a part of our PDC Chamber of Commerce-sponsored Monday interviews. So good morning, Kyle. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. And as we're getting ready here into the month of September, it's starting to be a busy time for you guys at Vesperman Farms. How are things going here, getting ready for the full season?
Oh, things are looking great. You know, we've like everybody else, we've had plenty of moisture and plenty of heat, and so we've got a wonderful-looking pumpkin crop out there. We've got our corn maize this year is, gosh, going to be one of the tallest I think I've ever seen. Some of those spots out there have got to be 14 or 15 feet tall, and we're just, you know, getting back into making donuts and making our kettle corn, and we've got some new things we're offering this year, and, you know, it's just things are picking up, and it's going good.
So take me back. We were talking off air a little bit. It's been 20-plus years of the corn maze, but you had joked that you've been, harvesting pumpkins and stuff your entire life, basically. So talk me through the origin story of how Vesperman Farms got started and led you kind of here to the present day.
I guess to start out, I mean, I'm the fifth generation to own and operate this farm, and so it's been in my family since February of 1900. And up until, you know, the mid-1980s, we were just traditional, you know, kind of farm with row crop and animals and things like that. My parents actually got started in raising vegetables and things in the mid-1980s when I was about 5 years old. You know, we did a lot of vegetables and things like that. And then as I'm the youngest of four, and so as the kids got older and older, we found working, you know, in town at the A&W or the Hardee's at the time was easier than picking vegetables. And so, and at that time too, then in the mid-90s, mom and dad got out of farming full-time and took jobs off the farm. And I still had an interest in raising a few of the bigger crops, so I spent my summers through late middle school and high school selling sweet corn on the square in Lancaster and doing some pumpkins. And then after I graduated high school and started at UW-Platteville, I kind of saw this ag tourism thing kind of taking off in this pick-your-own-pumpkin thing kind of going. So I brought people out to the farm starting, I think, in 2002, and then we kind of went around and looked at a few corn mazes. In 2003, we decided to add our own corn maze, and then from there, it's just been a slow, steady progression of you know, the crowds getting bigger and bigger and offering food and doing events and, you know, ice cream and all these different things that we're into now, and it's become quite the thing.
Yeah, it's really evolved into something, but that's the support, right? You got the support early on to be able to grow and expand to where you are here today.
Yeah, absolutely. We built a barn in 2015, so after about 10 or 12 years of the crowds growing and growing, we built this bigger barn that we, this is where we kind of host our events, and we've got indoor bathrooms and indoor kitchen and storage area and things like that, and that really kind of, you know, catapulted us into allowing us to do much more of these things that we've been doing. And so we've been doing that for about 10 years, and yeah, things have been going well.
And as we're talking here on this Monday morning, you guys have your unlimited pass at your lowest price ever. So folks can purchase that through this week. Talk to me more about that and what that all entails.
We've got this unlimited pass that basically for the entire, well, what it is for the entire 6 weeks, you can come as much as you want. And normally we sell that pass for right around $32, but for this coming week here, from the 1st through the 8th, we discount that. Basically, you get the unlimited pass for the price of a daily admission. And so it's a huge savings. It's a great thing we love to do. We've got a lot of people that look forward to it. And so, you know, if you're going to come once this fall, you might as well buy the ticket now, and then you can then come as many times as you want. And so it's great for people that, like I said, that live around here that want to come, you know, come early in the season and do the maze and then come back later, a couple weeks later and get their pumpkins. And so it's one of our best sales that we do all year, and it's really a very popular thing. We love doing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably worth the while because you might be planning, hey, we're going to go do a certain activity. We're going to plan a couple hours, head down to Vesperman Farms. Then you get there and you go, oh, we didn't realize all that we had to enjoy here.
Yeah,
we need
exactly
to come back. Yeah.
It's perfect for that. Yeah. Yeah. So that's perfect. Yeah, exactly. So in that case, you know, you can stop in for a few hours, see a few things, and then come back another day when you've got some more time and can see the rest of the things. It's a great deal. It's wonderful.
So we're talking with Kyle Vesperman here from Vesperman Farms in Lancaster. Their dates for this fall are Saturday, September 20th through Sunday, October 30th. They're open Monday through Friday, noon to 7, Saturday 10 a.m. to 7, and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5. And as we just mentioned, they got that unlimited pass on sale now through the 8th for that low, low price. So take advantage of that. Kyle, anything else that you want folks to know about Vesperman Farms? What are the different things you're involved with? Folks can find your truck at a bunch of different events and things that you guys do. What are you guys doing out in the community?
For the last 4 or 5 years, we've been making ice cream, and so we've got some ice cream trucks that we send out and about. And so, when you go onto our website, you can follow us on our social medias, Facebook and Instagram. We post weekly where we're at with that truck or the trucks that are out and about, kind of crisscrossing Dubuque and Southwest Wisconsin. And they're slowing down a little bit right now. A lot of our college kids and high school kids and staff, those are going back to school. And obviously, as the weather's cooling down, we're making a transition towards fall. So we've got a few stops left yet this fall. But, we also take that out and about to different companies and company picnics. And we get people that have us bring the trucks to their weddings for dessert for their guests. And so we do all sorts of things with the ice cream trucks. And then, of course, obviously, we've got ice cream here during the fall. We've got one of our trucks set up, and then we set up a little ice cream stand where we make some wonderful sundaes and different things, a little expanded offering that's a little bigger than what we can handle in the trucks. And also, I guess just when you come to the farm, people always say, well, what is there to do? It's like, well, we've got, there's hay rides to the pumpkin patch, got, a tire mountain, a zip line, there's the 5-acre corn maze, there's a wagon train, there's a petting zoo with goats to feed and baby animals and duck races, and we've got a wide assortment of food that we make. We've got of course we make apple cider donuts fresh every day, and caramel apples, and hamburgers and hot dogs and nachos and chicken strips that we make right here and bread them right here on the farm in the kitchen. We've got pulled pork that we also we smoke for 7 or 8 hours on our smoker, and so just all sorts of things. Hot chocolate, apple cider. It's not just about the activities. We've got plenty of food, plenty of things to try, lots and lots of fun. It's a great afternoon. We love to see all the families come out and all the smiles and really enjoy. I mean, this is my favorite time of year. I live for September and October. It's intense time. Lots of people, lots of visitors, lots of days, but it's great. We love this time of year.
Yeah, there really is nothing better than the fall in Southwest Wisconsin. It is truly one of the best things out there. And you guys also offer like school tours as well. You have like where families can come do tours as well, things like that, group gatherings. You offer those rates as well for folks.
Yep. A lot of school tours, lots of 4K kids, kindergartners, those sorts of ages, lots of schools that reach out to us and bring kids out. And yes, then we do have like some group prices. I know we have some 4-H clubs and other groups that work with us and do that and set up group outings out here to the farm. And we've got some companies that will do like an employee day here on the farm. And we do some things where we'll set up a special thing where we've got companies that'll just buy passes or buy passes and food vouchers and things like that. So we do lots of offerings and opportunities. If people have got an idea that they want to run by us, we're open to a lot of things. So.
Talking with Kyle Vesperman here from Vesperman Farms in Lancaster. You can find all this information we've talked about here this morning at their website, vespermanfarms.com. Really easy to navigate website. I'm looking through it here right now as we're talking. Any question you might have or what we've talked about, it's on the website here. You even have a spot that says frequently asked questions, and it answers a lot of those things you might need to know before you get to the farm there as well. So, Kyle, can't thank you enough.
Yeah.
Maybe one last pitch for the folks why they should come check out the farm here this fall.
It's a great afternoon of fall family fun. There's something for everybody.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle, so much, and have some fun here these next couple weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.